This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Sedgy today on this first full weekend of December. And we're going to start off the Christmas season with my first guest, legendary country singer Charlie Daniels, who has a brand new Christmas CD out. And then the host of the great Christmas Light Fight on ABC, Carter Osterhaus, will be joining us. Author Kimberly Potts will be here. She has penned a book about the way we all became the Brady Bunch. It's a fun book. And then True TV's Michael Carbonaro with the Carbonaro Effect. This is a sensational talent. You got to listen to this. Then, the new season of TV Repo is on with Ken Cage. We have singer-actress Cyndi Lauper here from the Newlywed Gang, member Bob Eubanks. And then we'll talk about what's new for streaming with me, Addy. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Sedgy today. Is your business taking advantage of one of the most valuable assets to advertise? Your company vehicles? Well, if not, you should. The least expensive way of promoting your business is with SignZoo, the full-service graphic professionals. From design to installation, your vehicles will shine with your logo, services, phone number, website information, and more as it goes down the road. And we aren't talking about paint. We're talking about the latest, most popular, inexpensive, and easily changeable graphic wraps. Why go through the expense of painting your message when SignZoo can wrap it? SignZoo's licensed, insured, and professional graphic designers service the country nationwide, and their warranty is the best in the industry. Your entire vehicle becomes the most effective form of outdoor advertising. Cars, trucks, buses, boats, SignZoo can wrap them all, and 100% satisfaction is guaranteed. Visit their website today at SignZoo.com. That's SignZoo.com, the leader in vehicle advertising and color changes for over two decades.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference. And my doctor is seeing the difference.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Oh, Jack Frost. Nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by the choir. Folks dressed up like Eskimos.
I love that music. We're back live all across the USA and around the world on Ron Sedgy Today. And that's part of a brand new CD that is out right now. And it's done by our friend, Grammy Award winning artist, Charlie Daniels. Hey, Charlie, how you doing?
Ron, it's good to be back with you, buddy. Thanks for having me on today.
I'm doing well. Thank you, my friend. How you doing?
I'm doing sensational. And thank you for coming out with this CD. I love this thing.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. It's actually a compilation of three other albums that we did. The first one was an album of, I should say CD. I show my age here.
No, I agree. And I'm understanding it, so how do you think I feel?
The first one was a CD of original songs. The second one was kind of standard type Christmas songs, secular and gospel. And the third one was a bluegrass record, so we put them all together along with a couple of things, spoken word things, a St. Luke's version of the Christmas story, and a Caroline Christmas Carol, a story that I wrote. And it's a pretty nice little listening deal.
But the Caroline Christmas Carol, that you read that, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Oh,
I read
wow.
it. I wrote it and I read it.
Oh, well, that's the way to do it. By the way, the name of the CD is Hallelujah. It's Christmas Time Again. And there's a real nice aspect to this. Aside from the fact that you get the talent of one of the best, Charlie Daniels, you also, when you buy this, all the proceeds are donated to the Armed Services YMCA for Operation Outdoors. Charlie, tell us about this, because
well,
that's sensational.
Well, my hat is off to the folks at Buffet Inc. Because this was their choice to do this. And there's a lot of good charities out there. We all know about the Wounded Warriors and the Operation Yellow Ribbon and Fisher House and all that. All very, very good. This just happened to be the one that they chose. And they did this of their own volition, and we're very proud to be a part of it, and we want to thank everybody for doing it.
And I think that it's important to note that this nonprofit organization is a camp program that will assist the children of military personnel during deployment. Just cannot, under any circumstance, look away from that. You know what I'm saying?
That's for doggone sure. We can never do enough for our service folks. We owe them an unpayable debt of gratitude.
And, you know, your contribution, which I think is sensational, to so many charities is, I think, the thing that makes Charlie Daniels so unique, not only from music, but from a personal standpoint. You got a big show coming up Monday at the Ryman Theater.
Yes, we do, at Ryman Auditorium. It's Christmas for Kids, which is benefits of underprivileged children here in the Nashville area. It's a kind of a unique thing. We started the drivers that drive for the artists here in town, started many years ago, going to a point and picking up a busload of underprivileged children and taking and giving them some money and taking them to a big retail outlet and letting them shop. And this is an expansion on that they do the same thing, but we're able to give more money to more children because of this concert and the big-heartedness of the Nashville area.
And as a result of that, they even take the youngsters through the tour buses, which are pretty neat, and they get to meet some of the stars. And this has been going on, like you said, for, what, 25 years?
A good long time. I've been involved with it for a good while myself. It started a long time ago.
Charlie, you know, I say this affectionately because I'm a big fan of what you do. But when you think of Charlie Daniels and the crossover stuff, it's like listening to Ray Charles, where he could do rock, soul, country. I mean, that is Charlie Daniels. I mean, whether it's bluegrass, whether it's a little bit of rock, whether it's country, I mean, you cover all the titles.
Well, you know, at the time I came along back many, many years ago, there were not near as many radio stations as there is now, and I came up small towns and rural areas of the South. And they were not formatted for one kind of music. They had to play something for everybody. So they played country music in the morning and music for ladies that were at home doing housework in the mid-morning. And by the time the kids came home from school, they played whatever the pop music of the day was, which at one time was big band and kind of morphed into the rock beat and then the Elvis era and the Beatles era and the Bob Dylan era. And, you know, I was exposed to just so many different kinds of music coming up, and I think it's just I got ready to do original music, and it just kind of stayed with me, and that's my musical taste and my musical output.
But you see, I think that's where the extreme talent takes place, because there is a widening of demographics that you appeal to. I mean, I worked for those radio stations, Charlie, and it's kind of funny because we would play the Beatles, we would play the Rolling Stones, the Lovin' Spoonful, and the Singing Nun all in the same day.
That's a great time for music with that kind of variety.
It was good because you had with the crossover hits. I mean, you wouldn't have had people, you know, like Glenn Campbell, some of Elvis's material, Ronnie Dove, and Patsy Cline that crossed over into that top 40 chart. Now, if you're not a specific type of music born on a specific day when the full moon was rising over the Northwest, if you're not in there, you're not in their format, you know?
That's true. That's very true.
How many days a year out of the year do you tour?
We do 90 to 100 dates a year, which probably necessitates 150 to 175 days on the road.
Wow.
We do 10 Grand Ole Opry appearances and some recording and, you know, all the things that kind of go into making up the career of a professional entertainer, which a lot of it's above the waterline and a lot of it's below the waterline. You don't really see, you know, a lot of the stuff that you do, like what we're doing now, the interviews. And I'll probably end up this year somewhere maybe a little south of 300 interviews.
Really?
I do in a year's time. And, you know, it's you travel 7,500 miles a year, and, you know, you're doing something all the time, which is the way I like it. I like staying busy. I like being involved in what I do, and I just thank God I can make a living doing something I enjoy. So
well,
much.
It's a tribute to your success, too, because you can't do that unless people continually come out to see you, and that is always the case. Cross over a lot of areas, even great on Geico commercials.
Well, I think I'm not as good as the lizard is. But,
No, I liked your part better, man. After I saw that, I thought, well, Charlie's hit all the bases. He's got them all touched now. He's even doing that. For those people who may not know this, Charlie was, of course, responsible for the Urban Cowboy soundtrack and, most recently, nominated for the Country Music Award for Vocal Event of the Year for his performance of the Aaron Lewis song Country Boy on R&J Records. And when you look at some of the stuff that comes out today from the country arena, Charlie, I mean, it's not what we grew up on, but it's more rock and roll than it is country. You know, it's funny, country went over to rock and roll, now it sounds like country is more rock and roll. Am I imagining that?
I don't think you're imagining it at all, but I think it's more of the kind of rock that was happening 20 years ago, basically, more so than the, you know, more kind of, or that's the way I hear it, as opposed to, you know, what's considered present day, or what I hear. I don't listen to radio, rock on the radio that much, but, you know, it's like a different, it's almost like a different genre. This is kind of, country's just kind of good time rock and roll,
yeah.
You know, just that kind of straight ahead sort of thing, that kind of rockabilly in a way.
Yeah.
Rockabilly on steroids.
That's funny.
You know, I don't know what rock is anymore. It's kind of an ambiguous term, it seems like. But
it's anything that goes faster than a waltz.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any difference. Well, the Christmas album is called Hallelujah. It's Christmas Time Again. It is the brainchild of the best, Charlie Daniels, and it's got the reading of the Carolina Christmas Carol, and it is available at Buffets, Inc. restaurant locations throughout the country. And I got to tell you that, Charlie, you just keep on plugging away. I can't wait for you to come down to Central Florida so we can go over and see you.
We'll be doing that again, hopefully for too long.
Well, when you do that, you may hear a tap at the door, and it might be me.
Sounds good to me, partner.
Hey, Charlie, thank you so much. Happy holiday.
Thanks
for doing this project, okay?
God bless
love
you.
It.
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you, my friend. My pal, Charlie Daniel, he is one classy guy, and I'm going to play a little bit more from his CD right now on Ron Sedgy Today.
This is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Nationwide and around the world, you're listening to Ron Segi today. Our guest is a familiar voice on our show. I'm glad he's back, and I'm even happier that he's talking about a show that I really enjoy. I was just telling him that I was watching the premiere last night. It's a terrific show. It's the Great Christmas Light Fight. It really gets you in the mood for the holiday season. Joining us right now is television celebrity and our friend Carter Osterhaus. Hi, Carter. How are you? Merry Christmas.
Hey, Ron. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. Good to hear your voice again.
Merry Christmas to you, Ron. Thanks for having me back.
Oh, it's always nice having you here. We've chatted about all the shows that you do on TLC and keeping so busy. I mean, my wife keeps on telling me that I should have you as a neighbor. I think she has ulterior motives to that, Carter, but we'll just say we need some carpentry work, okay? We'll just leave
it at
that.
Right on. Understandable.
I actually am a huge fan of this show. It's returning for season 7, and boy, these people really go out, don't they?
Yeah, they definitely do. They, you know, in a big way. Year after year, I think the one thing that we've noticed this year, again, we're on season 7 right now. I think we, in the beginning, we used to see people who had, you know, 10, 20, 30 years in of display lights. And now we're seeing people who have just started because they saw the show the first couple seasons, and they've only been doing it for 4 years, 5 years, and they're already competing on a bigger level because they love it so much. So that just shows the sort of the temperature of what's happening across America with as far as how much people, you know, are digging the show. And for me as a host, I mean, I couldn't be happier.
And it's got to be a great experience to see all the excitement that you're partaking in and the work that goes in. Now, I want to remind everybody, this is Monday nights at 8 o'clock on ABC for 3 consecutive weeks. It's a great show. You got to see it. I've always said I never want to be a judge for a beauty contest or something like this. I'd rather just be the host because it's so hard to judge. These people put so much of their heart and soul and time and money into these. And tell us a few without giving away too much because we want people to watch. But even if you tell it, you can't even accept the magnitude of what these really are when you see them. But some of the really outstanding ones that stand out, because there are some that, you know, it's like a Broadway production.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you definitely, you know, you're spot on. I mean, some of these are just so elaborate and over the top. For me, I personally love when people have creative design elements that otherwise I've never seen before. The other judge may have never seen it before. And when they're building stuff that is something different, something unique, and something that, you know, again, has never been seen before, that's the stuff that I really gravitate towards. Mm-hmm. And I think they're getting, you know, familiar with that concept of making stuff that we've never seen and never have seen on the show before. And when people can do that, I mean, it, you know, as a builder myself, there's lots of times if I want to take something back with me you know, and I want to try to build it or replicate it or duplicate it from what I've seen on the show, then that's a really good sign. Mm-hmm. Because that's stuff that I want to do, and that's stuff that I get excited about. And I'm sure a lot of people do when they watch the show as well.
You know, these people work on this thing all year long. And what gets me, Carter, is that this goes from generation to generation. Many times on the show, yeah, you say, well, you know, my great-grandfather started this, and this is a tradition, yeah, and we're going to go on forever. It's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, it is cool. It's good. And that's, that usually sparks a lot of the reason why, the continuation of why it's been, you know, being done, because it was, you know, grandma or grandpa or a parent, whatever it is. And that's usually a lot of the motivation behind it. And that's cool, you know, when you see that, because that's what the holidays are all about, you know, and when you get it, and when people are able to add that into their scene, their stories as well, it, that's even better, because it's nostalgic. It's the moment of the holidays, and you have those good feelings inside you.
You know, when my sons were growing up and they wanted to decorate the house, you know, we put on, I don't know, 30, 40, 50,000 lights, and I thought, holy man, this is unbelievable. I'm a piker compared to some of these people. I mean, they build castles, boats. It looks like an amusement park, some of these places, and they got to spend a substantial amount of money to do it too.
Yeah, you know, it was, you know, a lot of people do spend. I'll give you two scenarios. One, you know, last year we had a thing, a place that had 4 million lights. This year we have a place that has 6 million lights. But the stuff that I just shot with, we were shooting last night in on the East Coast, and when we were shooting, the guy, he was an auto repairman. And he actually uses a lot of mufflers and exhaust pipes throughout his display. You're because kidding. He's capable of getting a lot of it at, you know, a decent price. And he was able to figure out how to put that in his display. And so you have, like, the whole gamut of people spending a lot of money on a lot of lights to people who are maybe, you know, figuring out how to use tailpipes within their display. Wow. And that's the cool thing about it, because they're all competing, you know, essentially on the same plane.
Yeah, the old Christmas tradition of mufflers and tailpipes. It goes back
yeah,
centuries.
Right? Who knew?
Who knew? And the prize is a $50,000 check along with the leg, the trophy leg, right? That's
yeah,
from
yeah,
the Christmas
so they get
story.
The trophy. And I think some people really want the trophy more than
so.
They want the $50,000.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Carter, tell us about, because this is the time of the year that we think about children, tell us about Carter's Kids.
So Carter's Kids is a nonprofit I founded in 2006, and we build playgrounds. You can go to carters-kid.org, and we build playgrounds all around the U.S. We do about 10 a year. We do them for low-income neighborhoods, boys and girls clubs. We did our first international one last year in Mexico City, which was wonderful. And our next one we have coming up is in Dallas, right after the New Year.
That's great. You're doing a great job. I think that is very nice that you're giving back to the future, which is our children, and that's very, very cool.
Thank you.
Now,
I appreciate that.
How many people are going to compete in this year's Great Christmas Light Fight? What is it, 2 or 4 per episode?
Yeah, so we have 4 per episode, and we shoot a total of 6 episodes.
Okay.
So each one, and they're going to air for the next, the one aired,
right,
and then the next 2 weeks. And the shows air back to back with myself and my co-host Tanya Nayak, and and we'll get to see 16 more families compete, and it's pretty impressive. It's so fun to see because we get the whole gamut.
Well, you know, I remember when this started several seasons back, and mm-hmm, I thought this is a fantastic idea, but it has catapulted into what I think is going to be a holiday tradition. I really do. ABC
yeah
has done a heck of a job with this, and of course, Fremantle does everything good, you know,
yeah,
so that's great.
Yeah, and what the other thing is, you're seeing so many other shows too that are similar to it, which that's the thing we just started noticing this year, that there are a lot of shows that are very similar to it. You know, the one end, you're like, that's good. That's a form of flattery. But at the same time, it's like, okay, this is a good thing, because we're also seeing that people are gravitating towards, you know, these holiday, family-friendly, fun shows.
Boy, and we need that, don't we, Carter? Wow.
Yeah,
no
definitely
doubt about it. Well, look, it's
yeah
always great having you here, but let's do a mutual agreement here that you don't just come at Christmas time, all right? Come anytime.
Perfect.
Okay.
There we go. There we go. You got it.
Merry Christmas, Carter. We'll be watching, okay?
Merry Christmas. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Okay. Carter Osterhaus has been our guest. Of course, he is the host and judge, one of the two of ABC's The Great Christmas Light Fight, Monday nights at 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 Central on ABC. And there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Four people, including a shooter, are dead, and eight others were injured in an attack at the Naval Air Station in Pensacola, Florida. Authorities say it was carried out by a Saudi national who was training at the base. At the White House, President Trump was asked about the shooter's background.
Well, that's all being studied now. We'll have a full report on it very shortly.
Could this be considered a terrorism act?
We're not going to report on that yet, but we'll be talking about it very soon. We have a lot of great people looking at it and interviewing people in depth.
The president said Saudi King Salman called to express his condolences and also expressed anger of the Saudi people that a citizen of their country carried out the attack. On Wall Street, stocks were up. The Dow was up 337 points, the S&P up 28, and the NASDAQ up 86. This is USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We're back live nationwide and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi today. That music, of course, is familiar to all of us. It's from the very popular show that has become kind of a cult following, if you will, called The Brady Bunch. And joining us right now is a young lady who is going to be chatting about a book that she has penned about that. Joining us right now is the author of The Way We All Became The Brady Bunch, Kimberly Potts. Hi, Kimberly. How are you? Nice to have you here.
Ron, it's wonderful to be here.
I read this book because I really am intrigued by this whole story, and I became even more intrigued when I read it because here was a show that has never died, become, as I mentioned, kind of a cult following, and the fact that it was a very simple show and it didn't get a lot of rave reviews, and the ratings weren't, you know, the best in the world, yet this has become kind of part of American culture. Why is that?
What you just said is exactly why I wrote the book. The show did not get great reviews when it premiered in 1969. Across its five original seasons, it never finished a season higher than number 31 in the ratings, yet 50 years later, we're still talking about it. It's been a huge influential on other TV shows and movies and various areas of pop culture throughout those five decades. I think what you also just said, that it was a simple show, I think that's actually the key to its enduring success. It was a show that focused on the kids, and not a lot of family sitcoms had done that to the point. It was very much focused in on the kids and their problems, getting braces, having to wear glasses, fighting with their siblings, you know, disappointing their parents when they got a little older, being in high school and dating and trying out for sports teams and all of the things that are such important part of kids' lives, and which two kids are, you know, the most important thing in the world when you're growing up. Those were things that resonated with young viewers who grew up with the characters and experienced all the same problems that the characters experienced on screen. And then when the show ended in 1974, it almost immediately went into syndication, where kids could come home after school and watch an episode. Sometimes the episodes would air in blocks of two or four episodes. So kids were watching those episodes every day after school over and over again. They were talking about them with their friends and bonding over them. You know, those episodes and those storylines, what the characters went through, were resonating with the kids. And then because there were just the five seasons and 117 episodes, if you were airing four of those a day, they repeated a lot. And so kids would see them over and over again, and they became to know these characters so well and the storylines and quoting them. And then we grew up and went to high school and college and found that, you know, we all had watched these shows, these episodes. We all knew these characters, and we continued to bond over it. And so that happened for years, the last 50 years, and we have continued to love this show. It's continued to be, you know, kind of TV comfort food for all of us, because it was such a simple thing, but such a profound thing that really addressed all of the issues that we all went through as children.
It's kind of intriguing to think that shows like The Brady Bunch and The Partridge Family came into favor in the United States during a very turmoil time with the Vietnam War and a lot of other things. That was the thing that always got me. Florence Henderson we had on the show. Ann B. Davis actually is from my hometown, and once saved before my wife was my wife as a little girl, saved her from a bicycle accident. And Barry Williams and I have become friends over the years because we've spent a lot of time together in Branson, Missouri, where he performs a lot. But it is intriguing, if I didn't bring it to light, the chapter you have on Robert Reed and how difficult he was to work with. He had a nice home in Pasadena, didn't want to live in Beverly Hills, but never had Ann or Florence over for any dinner parties. At one point, the producer was so upset with his demands that he wanted to kill off the character. How do you do that in a situation comedy such as this?
Fortunately, they didn't actually have to do that. I wonder that myself, and I think that's something that a lot of people will wonder, if they could have done that, that people would have accepted it. But when the show was canceled after season five, again, they didn't have to follow through on that. But if it had gone on to a sixth season, which they had anticipated that it would, the cancellation at the end of season five was, you know, took a lot of them by surprise. If it had gone for a sixth season, they had planned to either kill off Mike Brady Brady or to recast him with another actor to replace Robert Reed. I think maybe they could have made a switch with recasting him because he was very beloved in the role, but now, I mean, he's in poll after poll every time people are asked about their all-time favorite TV dad. You know, Mike Brady either tops the list or is very near the top of the list. So now that's impossible to imagine someone else in the role.
Yeah.
I think if they had killed him off, I'm not sure that fans would have accepted that. But it's interesting to think about now. He was very difficult, though. He was great, a fatherly figure off camera to the kid cast members. They have nothing but wonderful things to say about him, and they had a very special bond with him. He did a lot of things for them. He took them on a cruise to England and gave them movie cameras because he wanted them to have an experience of something more than just being on front of the camera. He wanted them to understand more about this industry that they were working in, that he thought they might grow up to work in. And so, you know, he really cared about their futures. But he was, again, very difficult to work with, especially for the producers, and they just didn't want to continue working with him.
Yeah.
This time passed, and they went on to do a lot of spinoff series and reunion movies, and he wanted to come back. This show that had made him so miserable, he wanted to be a part of it again. And, you know, he was a very complicated guy, but I think in the end he did like being a part of this TV family, and again, he cared very much about his cast members, and so it was a complicated situation for sure.
He was put in a very uneasy situation because of his sexual preference, doing any kind of an intimate scene, as intimate as you could get back in the 60s sitcom series, with Florence Henderson. And that created some issues, too. As you mentioned, a very complicated man. And what gets me is here you have this Brady Bunch that have influenced such great people in the entertainment business, like Vince Gilligan, who was responsible for creating Breaking Bad, and as crazy as Weird Al Yankovic. I mean, the demographic that this appealed to is absolutely unbelievable. Have you heard from any of the cast members since you wrote the book, Kimberly?
Yes, I actually spoke with several of them for the book. Again, they had such wonderful things to say about Robert Reed. Well, there are several remarkable things about these the Brady kids, as we continue to think of them all these years later. They're all genuinely nice, down-to-earth people. You know, I think they're in a very unique position with having experienced this incredible fame for 50 years for playing one character for just a handful of years early in their lives, and yet they've had to continue to live with this for 5 decades. Yet they, again, are all still very nice, down-to-earth, productive people who have a great perspective on that at this point. And they've gone through being typecast. They've gone through, you know, having to deal with the fact that the adults that were associated with the show have continued to make money from the show, but because of a weird law at the time, they actually were only paid for the first, I think, 10 cycles of the series after it went off the air. So they've dealt with a lot of things that most other former child stars haven't had to, because they haven't been famous for 50 years like the Brady cast.
Right,
did.
Right.
They're still such great down-to-earth people. So I think it's really special, and it's part of the reason that fans have loved the HGTV renovation series so much, and seeing the cast reunited on that. You know, fans know that they are just these really nice people that they're happy to see again and again in spinoff series and in reunions like the HGTV series, and they haven't read a lot about them having, you know, the kind of troubles that a lot of other former child stars have had.
Yeah, and that's great.
It is.
It's fun reading. It's called The Way We All Became the Brady Bunch, and it's authored by our guest, Kimberly Potts. Kimberly, there's a great colored pictorial, too, in this book, so you did a great job.
Thank you so much, Ron. That's so nice to hear. That means a lot to me. Thank you, Ron.
Thank you, Kim. Kimberly Potts has been our guest. She is author of the book, The Way We All Became the Brady Bunch, and there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you feel like many of us, all the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Talent. And it's now in its fifth season of True TV's The Carbonaro Effect. Joining us right now is Michael Carbonaro. Hi, Michael. How are you? Welcome to the show for the first time.
Oh, hey. Thanks for having me. Great to hear you're a fan of the show.
I really am. You know, a lot of times people will say that when they have a guest on because it's just good PR. It's a nice intro, if you will. But I really am. I caught this show a few years ago just by chance, and I started watching it and called my wife, and I said, look at this guy. This guy's unbelievable. This is such a neat format. A lot of times people in your business will do the conventional stuff. How did you come up with this? Because, ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't seen it, I mean, you might walk into a corner store, you might walk into a gas station, and he's behind the counter and does things that are unbelievable. That's a great niche you have there, Michael.
Oh, thanks, man. Yeah, it never gets old watching it. It's almost like candid camera.
Yes,
and
yes.
I think that, you know, I was a real fan of that as a kid, and being a fan of magic and being a fan of candid camera, you know, I started to think up, like, something that I could do, and I love special effects, too, growing growing up, and I kind of was coming up with a show that almost ended up, you ever see that show on TV called Scare Tactics?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I was kind of brewing up something like that, like a little more of a horror show with illusions and hidden cameras. And then Scare Tactics came out, and I was like, oh, okay. And then I sort of did an application of it on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno, and I really found a groove of being kind of more funny about it.
Yeah.
And
I saw that.
The humor really took off, you know. So, and now it's kind of come full circle. You know, we're in season 5 now. And, you know, it's usually like the first and second act of the show are playful and fun and goofy. And then your last act of the show, you do get kind of like something more a little bit supernatural or scary or weird and bizarre. And so that kind of calls back to just my love of all those crazy movies and special effects.
You know, Michael, as many times I've watched that show, I never equated it with Candid Camera, and you're absolutely right. My father didn't laugh too much about things on television, okay? He wasn't a big fan of, you know, Lucille Ball and stuff like that. But boy, when Candid Camera came in, that was a different story. And you're right. That's what it does. I've often wondered, though, like Candid Camera, do you ever get into a situation where the person, I don't want to say doesn't get it, but just gets annoyed? I mean, it's funny when it's some big bruiser in there and he's taken, but do they ever get to a situation where it doesn't come off the way you anticipated it to?
Oh, sure, all the time. I mean, people are kind of in a rush. You know, they're either not paying attention and they don't see it happen, and I'm trying to push them to see it without making it look like, you know, I don't want to tip it off that I'm doing something, but I'm trying to get them to pay attention and focus, you know, on the trick, and they may not see it, or, you know, they're in a rush and they're like, look, I really, you know, I'm like, have you seen this new product? You know, it like makes frauds, and they'll be like, I really gotta go, can I just have this and leave? And, you know, they'll be like kind of in a rush and miss it. So yeah, it really is kind of like fishing. You're out there and just like waiting for the right person, and again, it's trying to show them the thing without pushing too hard, where they go, what's going on? You know, something's up with you. Why are you showing me this so intensely? So it's like you sort of like just trying to tip the scales enough that they go, wait a minute, did I just see that happen? And you're like, did we? And then you know, they're on the hook.
Oh boy, I tell you, it's a great format. Now, ladies and gentlemen, in case you have not seen this, you got to see it. Okay, it's in its 5th season, and it's on True TV Thursday nights, right? 10 o'clock Eastern and Pacific time.
That's right.
And it recently, its 100th episode, so you know it's good. And it's one of those shows, Michael, that I think anybody can watch. I mean, if you're 6 or 60 or 160, it's for the entire family. But you know, what's amazing to me, and of course I know you guys never want to tell the secret, I understand that, but I don't know how you do this in such a fashion. And of course, when I think stuff like this is done on television, the opinion of some people that, well, you know, they can edit it, but this thing is on the fly. I mean, there's no editing per se. What you see is what happened.
Absolutely, yeah. Magic, people won't believe it just when it's on television, because you can always, who knows. But so I want the viewer home to be fooled, and I want them to go through the same experience that the person in front of me does.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, at any given time, I'll have 5 cameras rolling, and maybe 4 of those cameras will see how the trick is being done.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to be careful how I, you know, I can't just click to any camera anytime. It's like the same with, if you're in a live magic show, you're not allowed to run around in circles all the time when the person's performing. So, you know, I have to be careful about that. But I like, that's how, you know, that's the fun of it.
Out of curiosity, you have to keep moving on this deal, right? I mean, you can't stay in one location too long, because people say, hey, go to that 7-Eleven. There's the really unbelievable cashier there.
Oh, yeah. Every setup is a new location. So that really becomes challenging. You know, like every day we're like, okay, where are the cameras going to hide? Where are we going to be? How are we going to pull it off here? Which way are they coming in? Which way are they going out? You know, it's, yeah, hidden camera is very challenging in that respect. And then you add the magic equation into it. And what a puzzle.
Yeah. Now, you got a lot of dates coming up between now and the end of the year. When you're on stage, obviously, you can't use that kind of approach. So what type of approach do you do when you're in concert, Michael?
Well, it's funny. You know, when I'm doing a live show, I kind of start the show with that same thing, because a lot of the fans of the TV show are there.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? You know, on the show, obviously, I'm fooling people who don't know I'm a magician, but you guys do. So, you know, I'll make a deal with you, because you know me, I promise I will not lie to you guys at all this evening. And, of course, they start laughing because they know I'm lying, and I am.
Right.
I do.
Sure.
And, you know, it has a very, it's a very fun show. I have a lot of audience participation. I bring people up from, you know, the audience, both kids and adults, to help out with different tricks. And it has that one-on-one improvisational format. I do a lot of the stuff they've seen on the TV show live right there in front of them. So, you know, a lot of people are just, almost like you said, they're kind of believed, even if they're fans. They're like, you know, I was hoping that you actually could pull this stuff off live, and that it wasn't just some kind of camera trickery. So I play with that concept in the show. And, you know, I've been performing live my whole life. I really put myself through NYU by doing private parties as a magician. So I've been in front of those audiences, you know, all-age audiences my whole life. And I think that kind of translated through the TV show. Like you said, you know, everybody can watch the Carbonaro Effect.
Michael, where can we go for more dates and the ones that I have in front of me? What's the website there, Mike?
Okay, I'm at michaelcarbonaro.com. And, yeah, I've got tons of dates. You could check the site. I'm all over the place.
You are, yeah.
I love it. The crowds are amazing, and it's so much fun to get to be playful. And it's such a great time. Like, you know, a good family fun show.
It's a great show. It's a great television show, a great stage show. And Michael, I'm going to come see you one of these days when you get closer to our neck of the woods. It's in the fifth season of True TV. It's the Carbonaro Effect. It's on Thursday nights at 10 o'clock Eastern, Pacific, Central on True TV. Michael, do me a favor, though, okay? Give me a holler after the first year. I'd love to have you come back. You're a great talent, and I'm a big fan.
Oh, absolutely. I will. Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks, Michael. Happy holiday, my friend.
You too.
Okay, what a talented man, Michael Carbonaro, and it's the Carbonaro Effect. You got to watch the show. It's sensational. How he does some of the things on camera that he does during the show is absolutely fantastic. We're going to pause for a second. There's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Taking advantage of one of the most valuable assets to advertise? Your company vehicles? Well, if not, you should. The least expensive way of promoting your business is with SignZoo, the full-service graphic professionals. From design to installation, your vehicles will shine with your logo, services, phone number, website information, and more as it goes down the road. And we aren't talking about paint. We're talking about the latest, most popular, inexpensive, and easily changeable graphic wraps. Why go through the expense of painting your message when SignZoo can wrap it. SignZoo's licensed, insured, and professional graphic designers service the country nationwide, and their warranty is the best in the industry. Your entire vehicle becomes the most effective form of outdoor advertising. Cars, trucks, buses, boats, SignZoo can wrap them all, and 100% satisfaction is guaranteed. Visit their website today at SignZoo.com. That's SignZoo.com, the leader in vehicle advertising and color changes for over two decades. That wraps up hour number one of Ron Segi today, but we have another hour to go. I want to thank our guest this first hour, my buddy, country legend Charlie Daniels with his new Christmas CD. Also, Carter Osterhaus for being here, the host of the Great Christmas Light Fight on ABC. Author Kimberly Potts with a book about the Brady Bunch. And one talented man, Michael Carbonaro from the Carbonaro Effect. Next hour from TV Repo, a new season, Ken Cage, singer, actress Cindy Lauper is going to be talking about how she spends Christmas. Bob Eubanks, formerly from the Newlywed Game, will be joining us. And me, Addy, talking about ways to stream on the new year. And that's all coming up next hour with Ron Segi today.